The Bible is the written word of God, inspired by the Holy Spirit. It is alive and is still touching lives today. Today we'll be talking about the mighty word of God.
Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventress, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Shalom.
Hello, everyone.
Howdy. Hello. Shalom.
Peace.
Peace. There you go.
Oh, my.
Well, our episode today is going to be covering the mighty word of God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah. And did you know that the Bible is a tree of knowledge?
Yes, it is.
I'm going to lay some knowledge on you right here. There's 66 books in the Bible. 39 of them are old and 27 of them are new.
Yes. It's a library.
Right.
That's amazing, Mary.
Wasn't that wonderful?
That's amazing.
I mean, I don't know where I get this stuff, but, you know.
Maybe from the mighty word of God.
There you go.
just Lord help us.
This is already turning out to be a great
day.
Podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we should probably just start in Isaiah 40 and 8. Okay, not 48, but 40 verse 8. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of God shall stand forever.
Amen.
I mean, that says it all right there. Good night. No, just kidding. And 1 Peter goes along with this. 1:25 says, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you.
Amen. Amen. The word of God, it definitely has proven itself time and time, over time, written over hundreds of years, and yet still proves true.
Right.
It is an enduring word. I love the stories, the testimonies of people said, well, we had a house fire, but the only thing that was untouched was
the
word
Bible.
Of God.
That's right.
And so it definitely proves true. You know, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass.
That's right. Praise God.
There's so much hope that's in these pages. There's so much peace that's in this. You know, we call it a book, but it's a library.
Yeah.
It's a complete library of the message of hope, a message of peace, God's love, a love letter to the church. There's so many names we could call this thing. You know, sometimes people refer to the Bible as basic instructions before leaving earth.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much knowledge and wisdom in these pages. And so you know, tonight we just want to look at a few things that I think will help people. And, you know, I think the first one is endurance.
Yes.
It is a book that has endured time and time again that will help us through, you know, Matthew 4:4, when Jesus was being tempted by Satan in the wilderness, he said, Satan, know this. It is written. And no, it's the written word.
Yes.
That we can go back to and look at it. And it's for us as a Christian, we acknowledge that it is infallible.
Yes.
And it is the authoritative rule of faith and conduct for us.
Yes.
This is what we live by.
It is. That's right.
It's a book of truth. That's why Jesus tells us in 17, he says, sanctify them through thy word, because thy word is truth.
Yes.
It's a book of truth. It's absolute truth.
It is.
There's nothing else that we have on this earth but the word of God that is truth. And
absolutely.
That's why it can sanctify us. It can strengthen us by that. Jesus even gave us the word in Revelation 22:13. He says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
Yes.
God's going to have the last say so.
He absolutely is.
And this word, it'll help you when you start.
Mm-hmm.
It'll help you in the middle.
Yes.
Because he's the Alpha and the Omega, which is the beginning of the Hebrew alphabet. Omega is the ending of it. But he's also everything in between.
Yes, he is.
He's every letter in between for us in the alphabet that
yes.
we can have. So, you know, he's the first and he is the last. So it's encouraging to me to know that we've got a book in our possession that we can look through that's going to help us and see us through the difficult times.
Right, right. Well, it's also life-giving.
Yes,
and
yes it is.
When we look at John 6, it's verse 63 through 68. So It's a lot, but they're not very long, so bear with me. It is the spirit that quickeneth the flesh. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's almost worthy of a repeat.
Yes, I know it.
That is, because it is life-giving. Yes. And it gives to any Christian, it will give you life every day to get you going. And for the non-believer who believes it,
yes,
it'll give them eternal life.
Yes, it will.
It's a wellspring of life. It just bubbles up on the inside of us. And I think of this when I look at the life-giving in Psalms 119, which is the longest chapter in the Bible, by the way. I'll throw my little knowledge in there. In Psalms 119, verse 25, it's a very unique scripture that just kind of nestled in there. And it says, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. The word dust there really means brokenness. It means struggles, problems, issues. And there's so many times that, as the scripture said, my soul is cleaving to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got good news tonight saying you don't have to cleave to the
dust.
Right. You can cleave to this book that is life-giving.
Right.
You know, there's some people, I refer to sometimes, they're on an emotional roller coaster. They're up and they're down. They're up and they're down. They go from struggles, you know, they never have no stability in their life. They don't have that foundation. But when I read this, let me read on a little bit further here because this is all encouraging. He says, my soul cleaveth unto the dust, but he says the word quicken, which means to revive.
Mm-hmm.
Revive thou me according to what? Thy word.
Yes.
Right here. This word will make you alive.
Mm-hmm.
It will quicken you. It will revive you. I have declared my ways, and thou heard me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. It goes back to the word cleaving to the dust. For people that are in heaviness.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they're in trouble. They're grieving. He said, strengthen me according to thy word.
Yes.
So if you're going through that struggle, God said, I want to revive you and I want to strengthen you. Remove from me the way of lying and grant me the law of gracious. I have chosen the way of truth. It's a choice.
Yes, it is.
We can choose to stay in a state of cleaving to the dust.
Mm-hmm.
We can stay in a state of heaviness,
mm-hmm.
or we can choose the way of truth because thy judgments have I laid before me.
Yes.
Well, the word is before us.
Mm-hmm.
We can either dive into it and glean and search its pages, or we can just leave it closed and say, well, I'm just going to stay in my poor, pitiful state. So
swallow really around in it.
So, yeah, that's a good term for
mm-hmm.
it. So really what we have in this particular text right here is that God wants to take us from clinging to running.
Yeah.
And that's the purpose of the word. It is life changing. I think there's a scripture in Isaiah 11, 2 and 4. It says, and there came out forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord. And he shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither remove after the hearing of his ears. So it's in the Spirit of the Lord that God will revive us with wisdom and understanding and give us life.
Wow.
It's through Jesus Christ, and he is the living word.
Yes.
He's the living edition.
And We need that.
Yes.
We need that in our everyday walk. We need that.
Gotta have it. Gotta have that. The scriptures are life-giving.
Yes, they are.
Because the author who wrote it is still alive.
Yes,
the word is alive.
It is alive.
It very is. So no matter what our issues are, every day the Word of God is there to help us.
Yes, yes it is. Well, and another thing it is healing. Psalms 107:20 says, He sent His Word and healed them. He sent His Word and healed them.
Amen.
And delivered them from their destruction. He didn't even go. He sent His Word. Matthew 8:8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. So, you know, he had great faith, you know, because he had heard what all the things about Jesus.
Amen.
So, you know,
he was
glory
confident.
To God, yes.
He was confident in what he had heard about Jesus, and so he went Jesus' word, he applied that.
And he received it.
He did.
Yes.
He did. Absolutely. When I think of healing, healing covers so many areas, whether it be emotional healing, physical healing, spiritual healing. You know, there's some Christians that go through dry spells, through times of discouragement as well. But the Word of God is a healing book.
Yes, it is.
You know,
it is.
Healing is in the atonement. You know, the cross went vertical and it went horizontal. You know, and so the cross is there to help us. The healing is in the atonement,
yes.
just like salvation is. And there's a scripture I like to go to when I think of especially physical healing. I know there's probably a lot of people that are listening tonight that's got a lot of physical issues that repeat, Well, it comes and it goes. It comes and it goes.
Right.
Well, I found a scripture in Nahum that I've been clinging to for many, many years. And it's found in the book of Nahum, chapter 1, in verse 7, where I would like to begin. It says, the Lord is good. The Lord is a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. But with an overrunning flood, He will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue His enemies. Now, here's where I get into this Nahum 1 and 9. He said, what do you imagine against the Lord? He, referring to God will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time.
Wow.
I love that verse.
Yes.
I love that verse. I had an individual that in the ministry that I came in contact with, and they were constantly having kidney stones, constantly. They was in the ER constantly, just repetitively on and on and on. And they'd call me, and I'd go to the hospital, and I'd pray with them.
Right.
And finally, I remembered the scripture. And so the last time I went, I said, I'm done. I am done coming to the hospital. I'm tired of meeting you here.
Yes.
I said, we're going to pray this prayer. We're going to stand on this prayer, and we're going to believe God that He will make an utter end of these kidney stones.
Yes.
And so the individual, they said, amen to that. We're going to agree with you. So right there in that emergency room, we prayed this prayer, and we stood on the scripture right here. And to my knowledge, that has been, I think, 18, 19 years ago. And to my knowledge, they've never had another kidney stone.
There you go. It might be a miracle right there.
It is.
It is.
It's a miracle. But this verse, God, when God gets to it and we have faith, God will make an utter end.
Yes.
No matter what. It's been handed down from generations. You know, that my daddy had it, my grandpappy had it. Well, bring an utter end to it.
Right.
Put a stop to it. Allow God to move in.
Yes.
Affliction shall not rise up the second time. We got to.
Awesome.
We have the power and authority. This word is authoritative power tonight that we can rely. It is infallible. It's infallible truth that we can stand on.
Yes.
Every promise that God has for us is in this, and
Amen.
It's for us.
That's right. Amen.
Healing. Healing is for us. No matter what it is, if it's emotional, physical, or financial, God is able.
And by His stripes we are healed, He said.
Wow,
God, He's already done it.
He's a stronghold in the day of trouble for us.
Amen.
So praise God for the healing scriptures that are in this word. In Psalm 34:18, he said, he healeth the broken in heart, and those that are contrite in spirit, he's going to heal you.
Yes.
He will heal
you. He's going to take care of you.
He's going to take care of you. Praise be to God. So, yes, I love the healing scripture of the Bible. Yes. Absolutely wonderful.
And they're promises.
Yes.
So we can cling to those.
Amen. Cling to those promises.
Mm-hmm.
Come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Hallelujah. He will give you rest.
He does. And he also gives you discernment, discerning wisdom and insight. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I mean, that's, wow. I mean, that discerning, you got to have that in life.
That is my daily prayer.
Yeah.
Is, Lord, give me discernment.
Yes.
For the day. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. We need discernment in our definitely everyday walk with Christ. I find it's very important in the ministry as we're facing multiple decisions and multiple choices every day, being pulled and tugged on. You've got to know what the will of the Lord is.
Right.
You've got to hear His voice, and He will guide you through that.
Yes.
You know, I think it's when we have a desire to walk righteously, and that desire is to please the Lord in all that we do throughout the day, we need discernment.
That's true.
The discernment is like this. It's either we're going to accept good, or we can say, what's God's best?
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's that important.
Right.
We can settle for goodness, or we can say, Lord, I know you've got more.
Yes.
And that's where the discernment comes in. I'm not going to settle for good when I know there's the best.
Right.
And I'm not going to settle for heresy when I know there's truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're looking at as people of God, because we want to walk in that way. We want to walk in the insight that God gives us. That's what he talks about in 1 Corinthians 2:4. The Holy Spirit will bring revelation knowledge to us. He'll reveal. And that's what discernment is the Holy Spirit speaking to us, bringing revelation knowledge to us. I think it's in Philippians 1:10. It says that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. That's what I want to be.
Yes.
I want to be without offense.
Mm-hmm.
So discernment when I'm walking with God, that's going to help me be without that. And that's going to help me to approve the things that are excellent. God wants us to have the excellent things in our life.
He does.
And you know, it's either...
Well, he said he came that we would have life and have it more abundantly. And he meant that.
That's what he meant. That's what he meant. You know, Solomon was a man of wisdom. God gave him a tremendous gift of wisdom. We can find that in 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God speaks of that, Solomon, the wisdom of God. So, and he says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God.
Yes.
And God will give him wisdom to it, and it upbraideth not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so if you lack wisdom, ask him for it.
Yeah, I always ask for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
Yeah.
And I think those are things we really need in our daily walk.
Especially in this day and age we're living in. It's a must.
It's a landmines out there.
So the Word of God, it does help us in discerning, absolutely.
Yes. And then it's also profitable. So 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. You know, he's going to give you what you need to get through this life if you're willing to read it, if you're willing to absorb it and take in all of these things that this instruction book,
right.
You know, if you're willing to do that, he's willing to give you the instruction.
Right. It's the Word of God is, to me, is like a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a student.
Right.
I try to be a student of God's Word.
Yes.
So the Word of God is teacher. He's teaching me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at the Word of God, that it is profitable.
Yes.
Its intent and purpose is to teach us.
Yes.
It teaches us right from wrong. It teaches us the best way to go, the best way. I mean, There is nothing that we will ever go through in life that is not found in this book somewhere.
Right.
No matter, no matter what situation we're in, the answer is in this book.
Mm-hmm.
So also the Word of God knows that profitable for teaching, but it is there to expose sin.
Mm-hmm.
Because sin is what separates us from God.
Yes.
It hinders our walk with God. It causes spiritual calamities in our life. So causes separation.
Yeah.
So when we see the Word of God, it's profitable. Yeah, it's profitable in keeping us from sinning.
Yes.
It exposes that sin in our lives. Wait a minute. That's displeasing the Lord, and
yeah.
God hates sin.
Yeah, it definitely keeps us close to Him.
It does.
Yes.
So that's what makes it profitable, is for that very reason. And then also it's for correction.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God it corrects me.
It does. he steps on my toes a lot.
He does.
Yes.
And when we read that, it mm-hmm. corrects us in our Bible time. There's a... I think it's in Titus 3:8. I believe that's where it's at. It says, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men.
Yeah.
So when we look at that word constantly, it means we're concentrating on what is essential.
Right. Right.
So if we find something that's essential, I don't think the Word of God is essential.
It is,
it's
very
essential.
Much. Yes.
It's essential in our life today. And so, yes, it's going to be very profitable for us to maintain good works.
Yes.
It shows us what is good.
Well, and you know, I feel like your walk is a lot easier. It's a lot more, what did you say a while ago? You have a better foundation when you're walking in accordance with the Word of God.
Absolutely. Well, you've got a map.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a map. You've got something you can walk, you can lead you through this life, through the struggles of life. But the Word of God, like I said, it's the most powerful. It's the most powerful book that's on the earth.
Right.
It's great. It's the mighty Word of God.
It is.
I don't know what else to say.
Right.
It's just the mighty, mighty Word of God.
Right. Well, it's also nourishing. And 1 Timothy 4:6 says, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. And then 1 Peter 2:2 says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. So he's saying, I'm going to feed you this like a baby. And you're going to take in this milk, and you're going to grow in your relationship with me.
Amen.
You're going to become closer to me if you do this.
So if I read this book, I'm going to get closer to the Lord?
Yes, 100%. How could you not?
How could you not?
Yeah. I've said this before. If you want to have a relationship with someone, how are you going to be friends with somebody you don't even know anything about them?
Right.
So, you know, if you want to be close to God, the Father, Jesus, get to know Him.
Get to know Him, and you get to know Him through
this book. Yes.
When I looked at this portion of how it is nourishing, it nourishments, you know, He says this in John 6:35, that He is the bread of life, and whoever who partakes of the bread of life shall never hunger.
Yes.
Well, then also He says in the second part of that verse is that he that believeth that every who drinketh of this life, drink of this water shall never thirst.
Yes.
So it fulfills both directions. It quenches our thirst and it satisfies our hunger for something yet for worldly
things. But also physically and spiritually.
Absolutely.
You know, it's that you're spiritual. You need to be fed spiritually almost more than physically, because I mean you have to be sustained because the battles that are going to come against you.
Yes.
You need to know what your foundation says about
that. It's not if they come, it's just
right.
When they come.
They're coming, yes.
It's when they come.
Yes.
There's a scripture I found in Jeremiah, the 15th chapter, in verse 6. I'll just pick it up 15. That's just,
okay.
Just good. He said, O Lord, thou knowest, remember me and visit me.
Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
And revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Well, there's time. We're going to go through it. But look what he said in 16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Thy words were found,
right,
and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So when the joy is missing and mm-hmm. There's just no rejoicing in us, he said, I found the word.
Right.
Woo-wee.
Well, if you don't have joy, sadness is coming.
Where do we get the joy?
Yes, from the word.
Reading
yes.
God's word.
Yes.
Reading God's word will stimulate
mm-hmm.
joy, and it causes us to rejoice. When he said, I was in the midst of rebuke.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of disheartened. I was going through a hard time. But when I found the words were found, when I found the scripture, it enlightened me, it blessed me,
yes.
and I did eat them.
Wow.
We have to eat the word.
Absolutely.
We have
yes.
to eat this word, get it in our spirit.
That's where
man.
Your strength comes.
Get it
yes.
in our inner man mm-hmm. and allow it to nourish us,
yeah.
allow it to feed us, give us that supernatural strength
yes.
and spiritual energy inside of us,
wow.
and it'll cause us to shout.
Yes, it will. Well,
it'll cause us to get happy.
And how are you going to grow if you're not eating?
Yeah.
If you're not drinking,
that's right.
this, you know, you're not going to grow in your knowledge and your wisdom. So you have to get in the Word.
It does. It will sustain us. Praise
yes.
the Lord. Praise the Lord.
And our last one is it's comforting. 1 Thessalonians 4:18 says, wherefore comfort one another with these words.
Yes.
And it means all of these words. There's so much in here. I mean, all these books of the Bible, you're going to find some comforting words.
You are.
I mean,
you
just
are.
Stay in Psalms if you want to. But I'm telling you what, he will give us comfort and peace. Wow. He says he gives us peace that passes all understanding.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Glory to God.
I found in Psalm 26, since you're talking about Psalms.
Yeah, go to Psalms.
I just happened to find
He hangs out in Psalms, y'all.
The book of Pisms.
That's right. I forgot he calls it that.
Psalms 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and he is my salvation. Hallelujah.
Is.
You talk about comforting. He said, whom shall I fear?
That's right.
The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell, throwing a host should encamp against me. My heart shall fear, though the war should rise against me. In this will I be confident.
That's right.
Woo.
That's right.
What a comforting scripture. Knowing he's my light and he is my salvation.
Yes.
He was making a strong declaration of his faith and said, God, I know you're going to see me through.
Yes.
I know you're going to be my strength. Who shall I fear? Man, he had a spirit of Conan about him.
Oh, no.
Spirit of Hulk.
Conan. Nobody knows who that is.
Well. there's some in this audience that's listening that knows. He had a spirit of Hulk that just got all over him.
Yes.
You know, he rose up against his enemies. He said, I am going to fear nothing.
That's right.
He was comforted in God's word.
Praise God.
Get me excited. Bring this. You're going to give me this one as the last point of the day. Get me excited like that. Romans 15:13 says this right here. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy, fill you with all peace in believing. Glory be to God.
That's awesome.
Ooh, yeah, I tell you, whatever's lacking in your life, it's found in the Word
yes,
of God.
It is.
Find the words and eat it.
That's right.
Ooh,
take
glory,
them in.
Glory be to God. Feast on the Word of God. He said, they prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. There's no reason for us to be in despair, no reason for us to be stuck in a pitiful state of unjoyful, unrejoicing attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Find your scripture and just eat it up.
That's right.
Glory be to God. Eat up. He said, that you may abound. That's what the word will cause you to. It'll cause you to abound.
It'll
cause you to put a spring in your step, put a shout in your voice.
It'll fire
glory
you up,
God.
Too.
let me just read on this.
Go right ahead.
He said, that you may abound through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. There you
glory
go.
Glory be to God.
That's the good stuff.
All right there. Hallelujah. We had to leave the best to the,
the last.
Leave the best to last and get me all fired up on this right. Praise
Hell no,
God.
He won't sleep tonight, folks.
Wow, that's the Word of God.
Yes.
You get in this Word of God, you don't know when to quit.
No.
It'll stir you up.
Time just goes by.
It'll stir your inner
mm-hmm.
man. Let me say, it's the right sauce.
It is.
It's the right sauce. Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
Glory to God. But don't take our word for it. Get in there.
Yes.
Get in there and learn, because that's what we all have to do. We all start somewhere.
Yes. Let me read this now. I mean, this just came to me.
Okay.
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, stumbling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
That's what the Word of God will do for
yes.
you.
Yes. Yes.
Mm.
Picks you up when you're down.
He'll keep you from falling.
Yes.
Keep
yes.
you from, present you faultless.
Yes.
That's what the Word of God, that's what the Word of God will do. Praise. I got slowed down.
Mm. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, this, there's 66 books, folks. So get in some of them.
There's
and
a lot of
start
word in
digging.
There. There's a lot of promises in
yes, there. There is. There's a lot of hope.
Ooh,
and
glory.
And faith and mercy and grace. And I mean, there's some great stories in there too. Murder, intrigue, all the things. Just get in there and find them. There. Yes.
Well, he said that blessed is he that readeth.
Yes.
You're going to be blessed for reading God's word.
Absolutely.
You're going to be blessed by reading
yes.
it.
Yes. Even if you don't like to read, you can read a little bit.
Wow.
You don't have to sit down and read 16 chapters. Just sit down and read a scripture a day if that's all you
yes.
can do.
Start,
just do it.
Despise not small beginnings. Just
that's
start
right.
somewhere. Just start somewhere reading God's amazing, mighty word.
Yes. Amen.
Wow.
Well, we've come to the end of our podcast, but I would just say that we're going to challenge you that to get in the word, read the word, and just glean all of that good stuff that
Amen.
You can.
Amen.
Draw it
soak
in.
Soak it up.
Yes.
Soak it up. Well, let's pray for all
yes,
of you tonight.
Let's
Glory
pray.
Be to God. Father, we thank you. Lord, through the power and the anointing, Lord, of the Holy Ghost, Lord, let him stir us up. Stir us
yes.
up with excitement, Lord, to read this book of hope. Read a book of love. Lord, read this love letter that you have given the church. And Father, as us as disciples of the Word of God tonight, Lord, teach us. Lord, give us that knowledge and wisdom. Lord, unveil it tonight in a mighty way. Lord, Father, we thank you tonight for the goodness of God. We call upon the author and the finisher of our faith, the one that wrote this book, Lord, in still in us tonight. Father, bless our audience tonight. Lord, bless them. Impart knowledge. Impart understanding. Father, we love you. Enlighten us through this powerful book that we call the Holy, Holy Bible. Lord, we love you and we thank you that we will have success. We will live a life that is pleasing unto you. We love you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And we just want to say, you know, I hope that this has made it easier for you, and it's breaking it down a little bit and giving you more hope. And so we would just like to say thanks for listening to the Messiah's Misfits podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.